With us on the line today is Mark Cherry, the president of Automotive Resources Incorporated and the inventor of the Smart Plug, an invention that allows him to run his vehicle on a combination of ethanol and water, something known as Aquanol. Mark, thanks for joining us on the line. First of all, tell us a little bit about your invention and how this exactly works.
Well, it's a precision-timed catalytic glow plug, and we have 4 international patents on how we precisely time a constantly hot catalytic surface. So it's a little bit detailed, but basically we use exhaust gas to keep the fresh combustible mixture from touching the always hot catalyst before a predetermined time. And that's a very simplified explanation of how we keep the catalyst from pre-igniting the mixture or igniting it at the wrong point in the combustion cycle. But the more complicated aspects of it allow us to shift this timing throughout the load and speed range so that it fires the main chamber of the engine at the proper time as load and speed on the engine change.
I guess the basic bottom line is this allows you to take a mixture of, I believe it's 70% ethanol and 30% water, and run that through a vehicle engine.
We actually are running 35% water, 65% ethanol, or what would be referred to as 130 proof ethanol. And on the diesel conversions, we are able to actually run 100 proof or 50% water and 50% ethanol.
What are the advantages of being able to do that? Maybe you can kind of break that down for our audience, although it might seem obvious. But what are the exact advantages of being able to run an engine like this?
Well, for the engine and for the user of the engine, we see a significant increase in torque and horsepower. The engine runs cooler than it would run on conventional fuels, and the cooler combustion produced by the water-ethanol mixture keeps the flame temperature from producing oxides of nitrogen, so the emissions are much lower than they would be from a conventional engine. In addition to the power and torque increase, another benefit to the consumer is that the 130-proof ethanol is easier to produce and therefore less costly.
How long have you been running this in your vehicle? How many miles have you put on it?
Well, we've accumulated about 150 hours on the diesel conversion, and we've probably done... I'd have to go look at the odometer, but I'd say we probably have done maybe 500 miles on the van conversion.
What's the result been? What kind of performance are you getting?
Well, the diesel engine, we got a 50% improvement in horsepower, and we got a significant up to 55% improvement in thermal efficiency, which translates into better miles to the gallon. And on the diesel, the most significant development was the zero particulates or black smoke and NOx emissions that were below the 2010 emission standards for diesel.
So it sounds like you've got a fuel, or at least you've got an engine that can run fuel that's cleaner, more efficient, you get better mileage, a lot of advantages here.
Yes. You have to carry a bigger tank in the sense that the water doesn't have any energy in it. So basically a 35 to 40% larger tank to go the same range as you used to go on gasoline. But the lower cost of the fuel per gallon and the better efficiency with which we use the ethanol itself makes up for the need for a larger tank.
Sure, that makes sense. And this is just in the prototype stage right now. Is that fair to say?
Yes. We have 2 engines running on the water ethanol mixture. We have done a lot of work with small utility engines on both water methanol and water ethanol mixtures, but as far as larger engines. That we have one diesel and one V8 that you saw in the van. And so those are the first engines, first vehicles that we have converted to run on the water ethanol fuel.
I know you just recently completed a trip, I believe, into South Dakota, where you demonstrated this. Can you tell us about how that went?
That went very well. We drove the van from Watertown down to South Dakota State University to demonstrate the van to the students there, and it was sponsored by the Students Farmer Union. Well, maybe it was called the Collegiate Farmers Union. I may have the name mixed up there, but that went very well. We had 200 to 250 people at that meeting, and then we worked and demonstrated the van to students at Lake Area Technical Institute, and we gave rides at the farm show in, I believe that was the western portion of Watertown, and then we demonstrated and gave rides to people at the Farmers Union Convention in Huron.
Sounds like a lot of people got to see this new technology. What was their impression? What did they think?
Most of the comments that I heard were everybody was excited about how quickly the van accelerated. Comments like, wow, or this does better than my truck, or they were all impressed with how well it accelerated. It was a quite heavy van with a 350 Ford V8 in it, 351, I'm sorry. That was one of the things that they commented on. A lot of other comments focused on the pleasant aroma from the exhaust and the we use a lot of water in our combustion, so there's quite a bit of steam present in the exhaust. But it went well in terms of people were impressed with the way the vehicle drove.
Now, of course, you were in South Dakota at a pretty cold time. Is there any issue with the water freezing up in the fuel?
The fuel mixtures we use, the 130 proof mixtures, have a slush point at minus 100. So at those temperatures, there would be other issues than the fuel that would prevent or make driving difficult. But for most temperatures that you would want to be driving in, the fuel works fine.
How soon until we see this technology out in the market to where people could actually put this into their vehicle or get a vehicle equipped with this?
Well, one of the things we're looking at, we're a small startup company, and we're hoping to find industrial-level partnership, or I guess that's the right word to use, is we're looking for people specifically in the ethanol and the agricultural industries to assist us in taking this to a commercial level. Right now, all of the product is custom-made, and there isn't any volume production at this point. So we're seeking the proper partnership to assist us in bringing the technology into commercial availability.
Mark, I appreciate your time. Anything else our audience should know about your new technology and where you're going with it?
Well, the thing that excites me about the ability to burn water ethanol, we call this our internal combustion steam engine, and the ability to run existing engines or retrofit existing engines that are on the road today with this clean burning technology gives the consumers better performing engines. It helps our environment, it helps our economy, and it gets us off our addiction to foreign oil.
How much do you estimate that it would cost to convert an engine at this point?
Well, in low volume, I would say it's probably in the neighborhood of $2,000 to $3,000. In large volume, that could probably be cut in half.
That's Mark Cherry, the inventor of the Smart Plug, an invention that allows an engine to run on a mixture of water and ethanol, and he's also president of Automotive Resources Incorporated. Mark, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
I'm John Davis reporting.